We're speaking today with Jennifer Fahey. She's the communications director for FarmAid. We've got a big concert and festival coming up on September the 26th. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, FarmAid 2020 is on the road this year. We are virtual for the first time in our history, like so many other events. And we went on the road and we visited artists in their homes, and they shared their stories about how they connect to farmers and agriculture, and they shared their music. And we also put out the call to farmers to share their voices as well, because of course the annual festival is always a celebration of farmer voices. And so in our festival this coming Saturday, you'll be hearing from farmers from all across the country talking about what it's like to be a farmer, why they farm, and why they farm even in the midst of the incredible challenges that they are up against. Just when we didn't think another challenge could possibly come down the pike, COVID hit. And so we are adapting, and we're talking with farmers about how they're adapting as well.
Well, I would imagine it is not super easy to put on a giant virtual farm festival. Am I correct?
It's been an experience. It's been a learning experience. I am one of the lucky producers of the festival, and it's been really interesting. You know, it gives us the opportunity to say FarmAid is free this year. We travel across the country. We move the festival around to a different place every year, and ticket sales is the majority of our income for the year. And that's how we do the work that we do to support farmers throughout the year and to support the organizations who receive grant checks from us after we've had our concert and tallied up all those ticket sales. So this year it's different, but we're looking at the positive. You know, everyone can attend this year. Everyone can tune in. There's no flying to a particular location or making travel arrangements or buying tickets. We hope that we're going to have a lot more viewers than we usually do, and a lot of people in our 35th year, a lot of new people will hopefully come to the table and learn what FarmAid is all about.
Well, let's talk a little bit about all the performances. And of course, Willie Nelson has been a champion for this for many, many years. But you guys have Neil Young and John Mellencamp, the Dave Matthews Band, Jamie Johnson, all kinds of really great artists that are coming together to do this virtually because they care about farmers.
That's right. The connections these artists have to agriculture have led them to be the most loyal supporters of farmers. Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Neil Young have been doing this for 35 years, every year. And they will tell you for sure that when they started in 1985, they didn't think this would be going on every year for 35 years. And Dave Matthews joined the board of directors in 2001. But folks like Jamie Johnson, this will be his 12th FarmAid concert. And he has deep roots in agricultural communities. And he doesn't miss it. The day after the FarmAid concert every year, his folks call us and say, okay, what's the date for next year? We want to get it on the calendar. And Margo Price is another one of those artists. Her family lost their farm in the 80s, and that deeply impacted her. She writes songs about that experience. She's one of those loyal supporters that's always there now on the FarmAid stage. But then we also have new artists this year, like Kelsey Walden, who comes from a farm community and is just a beautiful singer-songwriter. And the record company, who have a beautiful story about their connection to farmers, and the Warren Treaty. And it's going to be a great show of people who know FarmAid really well and people who are new to the stage as well.
Well, let's talk about how, since you mentioned that it's virtual and everybody's going to get a ticket this year, if we want to watch on Saturday, how is this whole thing taking place? Just like via the website?
Yes. FarmAid.org is where you can watch it if you want to watch online. And there is a TV broadcast as well. So if you have a access television in your cable package, then you can watch it on your TV. If you're on the road or in the tractor and you've got SiriusXM, you can tune in to the radio broadcast. So lots of different ways.
Well, that's going to be really great. And you guys are also not just having, I mean, I know Farm Aid, it gets a lot of press about the festival and all the amazing artists that go with it, but you guys also have some really good resources on your website for farmers if they're looking for some help as well.
Definitely. The festival has always been about farmers. We have farmers on stage, behind the stage, in front of the stage, everywhere you go. I think that's the hardest part about doing this virtually this year. We're hearing from the folks who come from all over the country every year. We're hearing from the farmers. And people are just craving to be back with the people they know and they love and they've worked with. And that's hard. And Farm Aid, you know, it comes at a tough time of year. Farmers are harvesting, and the people who come and take a day off the farm always appreciate doing so because they're the rock stars on that day. So, a lot of our programming, even though it's a music concert, we're talking with farmers, we're hearing what their challenges are, we're talking about resources for farmers because we know, you know, with farm income and the trade wars, and now with COVID, farmers have been hit so hard. Farmer stress is really high, and you know, we just want everyone who eats, all of us, as Willie says, to know that we can all be there to support farmers and tell them how much we appreciate their hard work and how valued they are.
Well, and the one positive takeaway, I think, from the COVID situation that we've had is how much respect people now have for the folks that grow their food.
Absolutely. Yeah, farmers are essential. There is no doubt anymore that that is true. I mean, so many of us knew that, but now more than ever, people are coming to realize that. They're trying to figure out how can I support them directly and, you know, use my food dollars in the best possible way to support the farmers in my community.
Well, for those that just know of the Farm Aid concert, talk a little bit about the mission of Farm Aid.
Well, Willie Nelson set out in 1985 to have that first concert during the height of the farm crisis. And he brought on John Mellencamp and Neil Young right away, and they became co-founders of the organization. And, you know, they said they set out to raise awareness and to raise money. And going back to that point I made about them not thinking they'd still be doing this after 35 years, they often say they thought, you know, that they would raise that awareness and Congress would wake up and say, hey, we've got to do a better job of protecting our farmers and keeping them on the land. But, you know, through 35 years, it's really been demonstrated that the need exists to keep this issue on the front burner and to make sure that people are aware that our food is so important, we can't take it for granted, and we can't take the people who are growing and raising that food for granted. So Farm Aid is a lot about doing that general education for folks about what it means to have farmers on the land, what it means to know who your farmer is and how you can do that. We also support grassroots organizations all across the country that are bringing farmers together to gather their power in the face of corporate consolidation and policies that don't favor the independent farmer, but are more geared towards big business. And we supply support services for farmers as well. Since 1985, we've operated our hotline and responded to farmer calls. And, you know, through certain decades, some of those calls have been more positive than others. We had sort of moved out of a crisis phase after the 1980s. And, you know, there was a growing interest in local agriculture and cultivating new markets. And we were doing a lot of connections for people who wanted to get on the land and become farmers or, you know, transition into different growing methods or new markets. And then unfortunately, after 2013, when the farm prices just dropped, and then we had challenge upon challenge piled for farmers, we unfortunately have moved more into crisis, and more of our hotline calls are coming from farmers who are unfortunately in many cases at the end of their rope and really concerned about losing their farm and concerned about their own family's stress levels. So we have a network of farmer resources across the country that we've cultivated over 35 years that respond to farmers. And our goal, when we hear from a farmer on a hotline who is in crisis, we're always trying to connect them to a resource in their own community so they can sit down with a person and talk about the challenges. Farming is really unique. And when farmers want to talk to someone about the challenges they have, they need to talk to someone who understands their challenges and the language and the unique things that make farming so special and also so challenging. And so that's always our goal.
Well, you guys have a big lineup coming up. So tell everybody how, one, they can use the resources that are available on the website, and also how they can join the show on Saturday and see everything live.
Great. Yes. Well, farmaid.org is a wealth of information for both. Farmaid.org/resources will bring you to our farmer resources. And that's anything from, you know, learning about different methods or connections that can help grow your business to, you know, reaching out for stress and other challenges you might be up against. And farmaid.org/festival will tell you everything you need to know about the festival, including the 21 artists who are donating their time and talent to stand up for family farmers this Saturday, and how to watch at farmaid.org or on your TV or radio, and you know what it means that Farm Aid is doing the show and bringing farmers together, even in the midst of a pandemic. And celebrating, even during these hard times, celebrating that we have family farmers on the land that are growing good food for us and strengthening our communities and protecting our soil and water.
And this may be the only time you get to go to Farm Aid for free.
That is right. And I wouldn't be doing a good job if I didn't say, and if you want to donate to Farm Aid and support our mission, particularly because we're bringing you an incredible show for no fee, then farmaid.org/donate is the place you can make a gift. And as Willie says, a gift of any size is critical and very, very welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for speaking with us today. It's going to be a great show and some great resources over at farmaid.org, so all of our listeners can check it out. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Take care and enjoy the show.